Hi, everybody. You're listening to Slapstick Conversations on Clowning. I'm your humble hobo host, Gunky, and my sidekick, Jazzy, she's not here today. As a matter of fact, she's at the World Clown Association Convention, and she's left me here at the controls. So, everything's kind of in disarray because she was packing. So, she took my credit card. Jazzy, come back. Let's go find out where Jazzy is. Jazzy, bring back my credit card.
Hi, everyone. This is Patty Jazzy Ummel coming to you live from the World Clown Convention in Northbrook. This is day one. This is Monday, March 7th. And all of our Slapstick Conversations on Clowning fans will be delighted that I have here at their booth. This is Paula and Rich Biggio from Laugh It Up Clown Stuff. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you have at your booth for sale today?
Well, our primary market is face paints, and we sell four or five different brands of face paints. And we also sell glitter, we sell sponges, we sell jewelry, we sell nice, gently used costumes. So if people want a real bargain on costumes, you know, you can come and see us and we'll find something which will fit you and look great. We have a lot of puppets. We have Folk Manus puppets. We have other brands. We have socks. We have a wonderful selection of socks.
Juggling balls.
The big thing this year is light up neon colored balls. They change color. They're LED lighting, and they come with the cord so you can recharge them. And we have...
How many did I buy?
Oh, I think you bought at least two, but I could sell you 10 more. we have dancing canes, which light up, and we have poi, which light up. We have just all sorts of fun things, so come and see us.
Yes, thank you. And you're looking forward to a profitable weekend, hopefully.
It's so great to be back and to see people.
Yes.
And it really feels like it's opening up and that people are getting over the hysteria that we felt the last 2 years.
Absolutely.
And we're really looking forward to a great week here.
Yes, absolutely. And we have our dealer show tonight.
We do, and I have some young boys who are going to help, and they're going to demonstrate these light up juggling balls, and they're really good jugglers for their age.
And how old are they, do you think?
I'd say about 12.
Yeah, I'd say too. We're looking forward to that. And just the whole, like you said, just being around our clown family, having, three different headliners for our convention is awesome, because every night we do have a performance, plus the dealer show,
mm-hmm.
and some skits at night. So if you are out there and you are looking to have some fun, come on out for at least the skit night that's available to them, right?
I believe so. I believe that they can come to that.
That's Wednesday night, yes.
We should really check on that.
Right. Okay, we'll check on that. Don't quote me. You're going to have to...
Yes, we'll see.
Call me. Text
yes,
me.
Yes, yeah. Text Jazzy and
right.
Get all the info to the minute.
There you go. Thanks, Paula. I really appreciate it.
I'm sure.
Lean in and listen closely. You will soon realize there is one clown listening to two others on a podcast.
Okay. Hey, this is Patty Jazzy Ummel, still live at the World Clown Convention. This is still Monday, March 7th, our first day, and guess who I just found? Bob Abdu.
Mr. Puppets.
And Mr. Puppet, we were at your booth, and tell us what you're selling at your booth, and tell us what you're doing here at the World Clown Association.
Yeah, I'm here because it's a court order. No, I'm only kidding. No. I support WCA. I've been doing it for many, many years. I love this convention. I love my clown family, and I do have a dealer table. It's mostly antique puppets. It's not your typical magic trick or clown supplies. I've got some marionettes.
One of a kind.
Yeah, stuff. I have some vintage toys, some Laurel and Hardy stuff. So it's very different from the other dealer tables.
Absolutely, yeah. And then what kind of classes are you teaching here this week?
I'm doing three. On Tuesday, I'm doing on birthday parties. And it's not putting puppet shows on at birthday parties. It's the business of birthday parties.
Okay.
On how you can get a tip.
Oh, yeah. That's very helpful.
I will show you how you can almost guarantee a tip at a birthday party.
Awesome.
And then on Thursday, I'm giving a lecture on comedy writing, not skit writing, but comedy writing.
Okay.
And then Thursday night, I'm doing the headliner show.
Yes. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Please stay awake for that.
Yeah. Okay. Will do.
Okay. And then Friday, I'm going to be talking about the making your puppets come alive and actually describe what I did in my show and why I do it.
Very good. Yeah. Kind of like a step-by-step. Because see, when people look at you, it looks so effortless, and they don't put it all together on how you think, how detailed everything is. Like, okay, so Mr. Puppet just sold me a puppet.
Right.
And she's adorable, and she's my new family. But he was breaking it down into, like, you know, the eye control, like where the eye should be, where my hand should be, where her head should be.
Tilting, yeah.
Tilting, that kind of thing.
Putting it on the table. It's taking a few seconds to get her hands and make sure her feet aren't twisted.
Right.
Because once you get into your act, then you go. You don't want your audience to say, well, you know what, your foot is turned backwards.
Right, and that bothers them the whole time, so they're not really listening to you because they're like, oh, that looks wonky, right? Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, no, we're excited to watch you perform and actually learn from you in classes.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, so thank you again.
You're welcome. Thanks for this interview.
This was a lot of fun. And anyway, hopefully the listeners out there will come and just be part of the World Clown Association Convention. And again, it's this entire week through Friday. Thank you, Mr. Puppet.
You're welcome.
Well, now that Jazzy's maxed out my credit card, hope you enjoyed this little taste of walking around the convention with Jazzy. We'll see what's happening tomorrow on our next episode. And we thank you for listening to Slapstick Conversations on Clowning. I'm your humble hobo host, all alone in the control room by myself, saying we'll see you next time and we'll find out where my credit card is. Now, where's the number for the credit bureau?